Today's Onyx Storm blurb episode is jam-packed full of spoilers for Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, a teeny spoiler from the brand new Zayden POV chapter, along with a couple of other random crossover spoilers, including Harry Potter and How to Drain Your Dragon 2. The Harry Potter ones are major because we talk about who dies in the series, so please bear this in mind before diving in.
Hello and welcome to Faithfully Fantasy,
a husband and wife podcast talking all things Onyx Storm blurb.
Yes, it's something that was unexpected, we had to say, but really exciting about everything.
Yeah, I mean, we knew something was coming today because of the post she made yesterday, Rebecca Yarros made yesterday, but we had no idea we'd get this much information about Onyx Storm. So today we're going to take a quick recap of the reel that was shared by Michael York and Rebecca Yarros covering the blurb of Onyx Storm. And we're getting so close now. I mean, it's nearly October, so we're like nearly 3 months away, maybe four if you count the whole of January. But yeah, it's coming. A storm is coming.
Nervous now.
Shall I read through the blurb?
Yes, for other people that maybe they didn't know that the blurb is already there.
I cannot guarantee, in fact I can guarantee that I will not be as good at reading this as Michael York. So if you haven't already seen it, go straight to Instagram. I presume it might be on TikTok as well, but we're mostly obsessed with Bookstagram. So head straight to Instagram and look at Rebecca Yarros' recent reel, which shares Michael York reading the blurb. After nearly 18 months at Basgaiath War College, Violet Sorengale knows there's no more time for lessons, no more time for uncertainty, because the battle has truly begun, and with enemies closing in from outside their walls and within their ranks, it's impossible to know who to trust. Now Violet must journey beyond the failing Aurelian wards and seek allies from unfamiliar lands to stand with Navarre. The trip will test every bit of her wit, luck and strength, but she will do anything to save what she loves. Her dragons, her family, her home, and him. Even if it means keeping a secret so big it could destroy everything. They need an army, they need power, they need magic, and they need the one thing that Violet can find, the truth. But a storm is coming, and not everyone can survive its wrath.
Oh. Just give me, you know, like flashbacks, because we started with Fourth Wing. You read the blurb for me. I didn't know what was going to happen in Fourth Wing. Then you did the same with Iron Flame. I didn't know neither. Now you're doing it with Onyx Storm.
And neither of us know.
Yeah, that's the only difference.
This is the first time I've... Because I don't often read the blurbs of books. I just get straight in.
Yes.
So this is the first time I've read a blurb for an Empyrean book without knowing what's going to happen.
And I start guessing what is going on or what's going to happen. So welcome to my world.
We're going to go through this line by line. We have fallen so deep into the theory rabbit hole that I've said this a few times now, but we're having a party down here. We will go through this line by line, but just a big sweeping one to start off with.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to have to eat the microphone, which I promised I would do if Violet was not a truthsayer.
Yes, come on. It's like literally the only thing that she can find, or she's the only one who can find it. So, come on. If I know that, it's just...
She's trolling us badly. Can we do a truthsayer count just from the blurb? How many references there potentially are to truthsayer? I am going to kind of say no more time for uncertainty is not a truthsayer thing.
No.
But we have, because the battle has truly begun, do you think we can get this truly?
could be. But I think...
It's impossible to know who to trust, even if it means keeping a secret so big it could destroy everything. So can you destroy her if she's keeping a secret? Because she
can't just keep it.
Yeah, she can't. Is she, I don't know, is that risking her safety? If she's a truth-sayer, I don't know. Maybe that's too much. And they need the one thing Violet can find, the truth.
Yes, I think that's the clear one.
Yeah, like, that's the only clear one, but there is potentially four references to truth. Am I clutching at straws? Maybe.
Okay, so overall, what do you think?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I think there's so much in here, and I probably haven't sat back and thought, what do I feel about it? Because I dived straight into the detail. There's several places that we're going to visit.
Yes.
Certainly a new place that we're going to visit. It lists the things they need. I mean, I want to just get straight in line by line, but this has just made me so much. Well, I don't even know if it's possible for me to be more excited or desperate to get my hands on this book.
Yeah.
I just wish I could pace myself, because I know that I'm just going to buy the book and read it
one day. Would be done. Yeah.
Because I don't want any spoilers. I don't want, and we're probably responsible for spoiling things for people.
So we do some warnings, but
I know
we can't be prepared for everything.
I know, but I just don't want to get spoiled. Yeah. So I'm going to just read it. But I wish I could pace myself and like draw this feeling out for a while. Although we have got another two books after this, so.
Yeah, but remember, you can do it in the book and then just know how long you have to wait for the next one. And it's going to be
over a year or something.
Yes.
And it'll be another cliffhanger, won't it?
Yes. And probably it's going to be even worse.
Although she does a cliffhanger and then she makes you feel a bit better. So she doesn't do a definite cliffhanger.
Yeah. Maybe some point of view from somebody that is crucial for the end. Yeah. Okay.
Let's start from the beginning. After nearly 18 months at Basgaya's War College, Violet Sorongale knows there's no more time for lessons. School's out!
Yeah, because you know when we finished with Iron Flame, they had this massive battle. Then they like sleeping dead in Basgad. But we didn't know what was going to happen after that. It will be like, okay, are they going back to Aurethia, or they're going to stay and then just keep going as normal? What will be now? But it seems that there's no more time for lessons, which could mean that
she's straight out of there.
Yeah, it's like school is not important as save the Aurethia or the whole continent, because it's not just one location, it's the whole thing. It can fall in hands of the Venian.
Yeah. I think she'll just do anything to get out of physics, personally. She doesn't want any more physics. She's done. She's out of there. No more RSC.
Yeah.
No more camping. No more land nav. No more interrogation lessons. She's done. No more flight manoeuvres. I thought it was graduate or die, though. So there is another option, because I don't think she's going to die. It's graduate or die, or go on a road trip to save the man you love. That wasn't an option in the first one.
There's so many things about this, because the same what we saw here, like graduate or die, and for him was graduate or come back next year and try it again.
Yeah. No more time for uncertainty.
So what can we get with this? There was maybe a lie that all the people or the leadership from Navarre were telling to all the people. But after that massive battle, I don't think they can take anymore. So the interesting thing will be like, what's going to be this like twist they're going to say, that maybe it's something new, that we didn't know anything, and now it's coming from nowhere. Or what's going to be?
Oh, what's all this? Who knew about the Venin?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Not me.
Yeah. First time.
Yeah. So no more time for uncertainty for me just makes it seem like that she's going to find answers. She's got loads of questions. I just really hope before she leaves Basgaiath, she goes to get her dad's research. Because imagine if she's no more time for uncertainty. I am sure there are some answers in those notes.
Yeah. Obviously, that piece or all disposal is a massive thing, and Rebecca Jarrow is just keeping it for a big moment. Because honestly, in the character of Violet, it doesn't make any sense that she's not looking for the research.
Mm.
But that would be the interesting thing, why it's going to be in that research that's going to be like mind-blowing for the story.
So it's either she's not getting it because she knows it's too dangerous to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she would have said that.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have said that.
Yeah.
She's not forgotten about it because it keeps getting mentioned.
Yeah, she's just doing other thing more important.
Mm.
But the other thing that I get from this is an Iron Flame. She was keeping Satan away because she couldn't trust her. She knew that he wasn't open with her. So she was like, okay, if you're not open with me, then I can't be with you. But now, maybe she is like, okay, now I want to be with you. Now that you turn into a bandit. And now he's going to be the one who she should be had questions or something.
Yeah, I think he's going to distance himself this book. And that's going to be really painful for everyone who loves Satan. But it's giving, like, new moon vibes.
But, you know, other thing that I was thinking as well, that maybe he will carry on for a little bit, like, nothing was happening. Maybe he's still doing stuff in the shadows. But I was thinking as well. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was thinking as well, what if he pretended he's normal, he's fine, but actually he's working for the Venom, and he is the one who's going to make sure that Aresia or all the people who is like trusting as the leader of the revolution, something bad is going to happen, and the Venom is going to have like a massive opportunity that Satan is going to give them.
So when we get to this, I think he's going to keep it a secret. I think that's what it says that's what it's alluding to when it says, even if it means keeping a secret so big it could destroy everything.
Yeah, that is Violet trying to keep everything on secret with Satan. Well, I think, and then maybe Satan, the one who has.
Yeah, but could it destroy everything because Zayden's still around? There's the Venom hive mind. He's going to get access to all the secrets, which means the Sage is going to get access to all the secrets.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff with that, but we're skipping ahead. I think that no more time for uncertainty just means she's going to go get some answers. Because the battle has truly begun, and with enemies closing in from outside their walls and within their ranks, it's impossible to know who to trust. Who are the enemies? This is the bit that I'm most excited about.
So we know Colonel Atos is part of the Venom thing.
Yeah. So do you think then when it says from inside our, or from within our ranks, do you think they're referring to Navarre?
Yes.
Okay. I did... write that down, because I also thought we know about Atos Senior.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it'd be interesting if it was from within the revolution.
Yeah. Could be both, to be honest. There's no reason for another thing. The people who are following the revolution now, they maybe Navarre wants to join force or whatever. They want to be against them, because they've been fighting all the time against Navarre.
Yeah.
And there will be no, we're not going to fight with these guys.
Should we go through then the Navarre people we know about? So we know about Atos.
Yes.
We know about Jack.
Yes. What about the other people that are kind of important in the ranks and they didn't want to leave the first time for joining with Satan? Because there was a few people. Car, for example.
And he has little signet syndrome, so he probably thinks that his signet isn't good enough. So we'll just steal some magic from the ground. Jack says, "The wards do not block all power like the dragons want you to think they do. We can still feed from the ground, still channel enough to survive, enough to fool them. We might not be at full strength, capable of wielding greater magic under your protections, but make no mistake, we are already among you, and now we are free."
Mm-hmm.
Says we're already among you, which means there's more.
Yes.
I think I've gone through a cycle of thinking every single character has been or will be Venom at some point. I was suspicious of Mama Soaringale.
Yeah. A bit. That's something that we need to have a look at the beginning of Onyx Storm. If she really died.
She's still alive.
I'm telling you, if there's no mention of her at all, then yeah, she's still alive. Maybe she'll come back and next book.
Well, I think she could be dead, but I think, you know how I feel about Sloane and siphoning and returning the power to the ground, and then she died because she went too far. But I keep coming back to the line where Zayden says, she's a monster. There's something about Lilla Sorengale that Zayden knows that we don't know yet. I don't know what that would mean between her and Dane's dad, and I don't know, there's something missing between that. I don't think that Lilith, I'm leaning towards her not being Venon, but there are some things that make you think that she could be, like when Violet was telling the story at presentation about how her mum came back and she had bloodshot eyes, she had red eyes, and she screamed and she thought her mum was Venon, but it turned out she was just tired. I feel like there's a reason for that story and several things that point to Lilith possibly having some link to Venon.
Yes, and you see the Rebecca Yarros constantly, she played with the words as well. The first time when I read that, when Zayden was saying she's a monster, I thought for an instant, maybe he's talking literally a monster.
A monster. But faking it, pretending, which is about to be what he potentially is going to do. So is he a monster now?
Yeah.
I don't think Nolan is Venon because of the way he talks to Jack at the end. He says, you've got a choice, blah, 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 blah. I don't think he's a Venon. I think he genuinely believes that he's saving a soul. He thought that Violet was betraying Navarre. I think he thinks he's doing the right thing, but he's so far away from doing the right thing.
It's basically another Dane.
Yeah.
So he's just following all the propaganda.
Maybe, but did we think Dane took down the wards? I don't know. I think Dane is manipulated beyond belief.
I had another thought about it, and I don't think it's Dane. Something else will come about Dane, but I started thinking about the Imogen thing.
You think it's Imogen?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so any more from Navarre before we go on to the revolution?
No, I can't think about anybody else. For one second, I thought maybe Melgrim, but then doesn't make any sense because they would be like trying to hide everything, so keeping the burning outside.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why not, but then there is a bit, I think, where Violet thinks right at the beginning, when she sees him, mm-hmm. She says something like, it wouldn't surprise me one day if he just ripped off a mask and he was a Venon. Mm-hmm. There is a sentence that says that, and you're kind of like, okay. But, he totally could be.
Only thing that makes me think like, I see like really like hard to believe it is because Coda as well.
Yeah.
Like, he will be like bonded to a Venon when they're trying to protect the land. There's like the main reason the dragons and riders are together to fight against the
Venon. Yeah, Coda brings the wards back up, doesn't he, at the end?
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, I feel like it could be, but it might not be. What about King Tauri? Because we were only thinking about riders, but actually, you don't have to be a rider to channel magic from the ground. So you got King Tauri, perhaps. Why did Auric know about it? He knew about it possibly because one of his brothers turned Venon or his dad turned Venon. He's hiding. I don't know. I don't think so. It's just throwing it out there.
Yeah. So maybe when Zayden killed Auric's brother, the king goes so mad that he just wants revenge at some point.
Mm,
and just channeling to revenge.
Yeah, why not? At this point, we're saying everyone's a Venon, so.
Yes.
Right, so the revolution. We already have shared our thoughts about Brennan. Potentially, he did channel. Nerlin returned the power that he stole to the ground. He's got his nicotine patch on his hand. That's the rune that's stopping him from channeling again.
Yeah.
So Brennan, we already talked about a lot. I have a suspicion about Suri.
I was thinking about her because they heard, maybe.
She's just mean. I don't know. She's not all bad people are Venon. Not all Venon are bad.
Hmm.
It's like this, yeah.
For me, it's more about the hair because if we're thinking the Violet's silver hair is because of Annan, she has
I think her silver hair is because she's a
half dragon.
She's got dragon blood. And Suri potentially could have dragon blood as well. Maybe that's
a drop of dragon blood.
I think you only need a little bit, but she's just really mean. I don't know. No, I don't think she's Venom.
The reason though why she's scared, because she had just one thread of silver hair and she said that Violet has half hair. So she might know that, oh my god, she's so powerful.
Maybe. Who else in the revolution? Let me see. Did I write anybody down?
Most important is just Brennan and
Bodhi.
I don't think Bodhi will turn Brennan. I think he will just turn against it.
Absolutely not. I don't think. Imogen then?
No.
She's definitely not going to be Brennan.
No.
The other thing it could mean is Zayden.
Yeah, definitely. Like I was saying, Zayden could be kind of like a spy for the Venom.
Even if he doesn't want to be. It's the thing that Jack says at the end of Iron Flame that makes me think there's far more Venom around. There is a theory that, and I think it's random and thoughtful from Instagram, she thinks that Dane's dad and Varish and Nolan are experimenting, and I'm sorry if I get this wrong, are experimenting with Venin at Basgaius. And I think she thinks there's something suspicious going on. You know, the assassin and Jack, and there's more among the group of riders that are Venin, and they're experimenting on them. So it could be that.
Yeah, I was thinking about something like that when I was reading the blood as well, but we'll get to the part and then I'll tell you what I'm thinking they could be or could mean.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So there could be like a whole squad of people within their ranks. Could be a whole squad of Venin cadets. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's impossible to know who to trust. Yeah. Says it's impossible to know who to trust.
Could be one of the gang. Sawyer, maybe.
Don't make
they're going to have one leg and remember the bad things that could happen.
I know, but it's impossible to know who to trust. It kind of makes me think, so Zayden's supposed to know who to trust, isn't he? Does that mean that Sigael, and we know that Sigael's going to be pissed with him, does that mean Sigael's going to stop channeling so he can't have his intrinsic ability?
That's one of the theories they were talking about. I can't remember which video, but we said that that might be something to trigger Zayden to go full Venom. If Sigael is so pissed with him and they cut all the magic and then he had no access to anything, he can't be a Shadow Wielder anymore, he can't be in Tenzing. And then if he's in a fight or something. He had that Venom.
Yeah, maybe. And that's why it's impossible to know who to trust. He should know who to trust. And Violet, if we think, we are sure she's a truth sayer, so she should know who's telling the truth. So how can it be impossible to know who to trust for both of them? Unless they just find out something that like shocks their core, like again, like the mum or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, move on?
Yeah, move on.
Now Violet must journey beyond the failing Aratian wards to seek allies from unfamiliar lands to stand with Navarre.
First thing comes to my mind, we're going to meet Zayden's mom.
On the Isle Kingdoms.
One. Yes.
I'm convinced that Zayden's mom is there now, because if you think about, she's either got to be from Poromiel or the Isle Kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already know that there was a marriage contract, and we know that Fenn was not opposed to marriages for alliance sake, because that is what he set Zayden up with Kat for this alliance. He had a marriage contract with Zayden's mother that said that if the son survived till 10, she could go. So she left. Mm-hmm. I feel like if she was in Poromiel, or if she was a rider or something, we would have seen her by now. Zayden would know where she is. She must be somewhere far away. And I feel like she's on the Isle kingdoms. I think she's royalty. I think she must be some kind of, or at least nobility.
Yes.
Because that's the same level as Fenn. And she went back, maybe because there was a threat to her land or a threat to her family, and she need, but she still left her son. So it must have been something, unless she just wasn't maternal and she didn't have a connection with her son, which is also a thing. So
yeah, it was just business, nothing personal.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But we can't make any, or she was threatened, or there was some reason, like you.
She was protecting Seda from something as well.
Protecting him, yeah. That's a good one.
She's gonna be a venin as well.
Yeah, maybe she did take herself away because you know how Zayden's gonna be like, you should be protected from me.
Yeah.
Maybe, but then she would have gone to the barons, wouldn't she? No, she wouldn't.
That's nothing. The barons.
Yeah.
So
they're moving away from the barons. She'd have gone to Paramil.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something, though, that, and you try and think about the things that would make me leave my, I can't actually think of something.
For me, it's just that if be with my child, put my child in race, I would be the first one to leave.
But why?
If I dad destroy me for anything, maybe, yeah, she could be a venom, or she could be surrounded by people who want to kill her or something, or kill her or their family. So,
yeah.
So, okay, then.
Yeah, that's the one.
Go.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So what I thought first was, well, first we're going to go back to Eurasia.
Because
we were at Basgaiath a minute ago. So yeah. The first thing that's going to happen is she's going to go to Eurasia. Is she going to take Zayden with her? So she must first go back there from Basgaiath. The allies that stand with Navarre. I thought it was a little bit weird that she said allies that stand with Navarre. She didn't say allies that stand with Eurasia or Tirandor, so she's still fully in Navarre.
The other thing is the beyond the fallen Eurasian wars, so maybe in Onyx Storm we'll see those wars falling completely.
Well, we knew that they were already failing.
Yeah,
we
knew that they were not perfect. Arana.
They didn't have a seventh den.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be more of the seventh den somewhere.
Yeah.
I do think we will see, because, and somebody had written it on one of our reels, that they said she said I was left behind. And when we were saying we think most of them died because they were drained, their den might have been in the barons and it was drained, the fact that she said I was left behind meant they went somewhere. So did they go to the Isle Kingdoms? Don't know. Are they somewhere else in the continent that we don't know about? But the fact that she was left behind, and I feel like possibly we will get another seventh den. I think that Violet is linked to the seventh den. I think her blood is somehow from the seventh den, whether it's Andana's egg or whether it's from an old preserved stock of dragon blood. I don't know, but I feel like she's part of the seventh den.
Yeah, I think she's part from Andarna, because Andarna say we are the same. And the other thing is Andarna, the color, the scales change color. And how many times you see Satan trying to describe the eyes or violet and then changing colors as well?
Yeah, I know, but you don't know if that's an Andarna thing or a seventh gen thing. I agree with you.
Yeah.
They've been described as allies before. There was some epigraphs that said Fenn, the first thing he did was to seek allies. And then there was another thing about one of the books that she was reading, and it said, our allies flew home.
Yeah.
It says, did they sail home? That's a big hint. Did they fly home or did they sail home? If they sailed home, it's definitely the Isle Kingdoms. If they flew home, could it be the Griffins? I think they sailed home. I should check that.
Yeah.
So, the next bit. The trip will test every bit of her wit, luck, and strength, but she will do anything to save what she loves, her dragons, her family, her home, and him. So, wit is capacity for inventive thought, quick understanding, and keen intelligence.
Well, she's doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, the gauntlet, how she passes, just thinking out of the box.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about this. I had a quick scan quick search of the books
yeah.
for any time that she mentioned luck or lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought, is she lucky? Is
no, sick now, do you mean?
No. Is she just generally a lucky person?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my goodness, there are so many mentions of lucky. I didn't even get through them all, luck and lucky. There's a few things I wanted to call out. On the gauntlet, which is what triggered this for me, you just said the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's luck, but it isn't luck. So when she gets to the top, Rhi's like, you made it, you made it. And she said, look, it's definitely not luck. What she did was she found another way. She pulled the rope round, she climbed up the chimney, she like stuck the dagger in the vertical ramp and used it to propel herself up. That's not luck. No, that's
definitely was a plan execution and she yeah. made it. Yeah.
Then the next one, chapter 8, this is before, but she poisoned her opponent.
Mm-hmm.
He got sick before and Rhi said, you won. And she said, I got lucky. And then Rhi said, I'd take being lucky over being good any day. But she poisoned the guy. That's not luck either. That's your making your own luck, like making your own fate.
Yeah.
There's a few more examples of that, though, where she says she's lucky, but she's not lucky. It's just her intelligence or her skill or her push to carry on. And then the other thing I thought that was quite interesting about luck, just to talk about, was that they have a god of luck, Zanaal.
Yeah. But it's definitely no Violet's thing because something that we say in Spanish there, maybe it's going to be the same in English there. Luck goes with the people who is better prepared or something like this.
Maybe.
So really she is well prepared for everything that could happen. And when you are prepared, you are lucky. Yes.
Luck is like you can choose to be lucky, can't you? Like if you get hit by a car.
That's sometimes a point of
view. Oh my goodness, I'm so lucky I didn't die. Or you can be like, oh, I'm so unlucky I got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And it's a mindset thing, isn't it? I wonder if we'll learn a bit more about Zanaal.
Yeah. For me, the thing that I take from this sentence is when they said and they split it, that she will do everything to say what she loves. There's her dragons. Straight away, we're like, oh, gosh.
They're going to be in trouble.
Ter or Andarna. And I hear a few theories outside that Ter might die in Onyx Stone as well. So we're like, oh. I mean, if it has to be between Andarna and Ter, I think it would be Ter.
Yeah, but Ter, no, because Ter's death starts that chain reaction. Ter's death kills Segael.
We don't know. I mean, if they're still bond, but if for some reason we say that Anthony Ben and Segael not talking to him anymore, and that can cause problems, then maybe Violet risks their life for Violet because Segael, and then turn goes against Segael as well. So it could be a lot of distress happening here.
A lot of broken bonds. Yes. I don't see how it would work.
And she loves Tern.
I know she loves Tern, but she loves Andarna as well. And I feel... Oh.
No, she chose Tern.
You mean Rebecca?
Rebecca Yarros.
I thought you meant Violet.
No, Rebecca Yarros. She said that in which she loved the character and the character were built in most to die.
She also said that she came up with those two characters first. I don't think she's going to kill them in Onyx Storm. If she does, I'll be mortified. I can kind of see that Andarna might die because... it would be devastating, wouldn't it? Seventh Den, the last person, last one of the Seventh Den.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do some Harry Potter spoilers right now. So just a warning, if you haven't read Harry Potter, go and read it. So she has to kill Sirius Black because he is too helpful for Harry going forward. So she needs to end him because he's just going to be too helpful.
Yes.
She needed to kill Hedwig. Well, she didn't. She could have just like, no, she needed to kill Hedwig, I'm sorry, but she did, because he couldn't have an owl following him around.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are going to help Dumbledore, she had to get rid of Dumbledore. Like, these are major spoilers. She had to get rid of Dumbledore before the seventh book, because he would have just been too helpful. Like, he needed to go and figure out himself.
So he was like the most powerful as well. So
yeah. So she's not just going to kill the people she likes as an author. She's going to kill the people that are going to be most useful. She had to kill Liam because he was her protector. She had to get rid of that because then Violet feels lost without her protector. Who is she going to kill next? Is it one of the dragons? You have to, you can tell me because you're the author out of us, but from the books that I've read and the deaths that I've been mortified and I've kind of cried through, it's always because that person is too useful to the main character and it would completely change the story if they were still around.
Again, could be Tarn.
Yeah, could be Tarn. He's definitely useful.
The only thing I say, it reports in my story.
No, but Andana is like the seventh death. Anyway, let's not have a fight about which dragon will die, because hopefully neither of them will die.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's called Onyx Storm, and we don't know exactly if it's because maybe Tarn is going to call like a rampage or something, and it's going to do something real bad.
A storm is coming.
A storm in Stan.
And not everyone can survive its wrath.
Yeah.
It's definitely Tarn. Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, that one thing. Her family, so Brennan, maybe.
Mira.
Yeah.
So. We know that Zayden is absolutely desperate to kill Mira.
Yes, but with Brennan, call my attention is for this post Rebecca Yarros put the book of Brennan when she put Violet's mantra, the
I'm not going to die today,
and then it says I will save him. Why she put it in the book of Brennan if she's talking about Zayden?
So I was thinking about this and I thought, ooh, maybe it's, but I think she'd have said I will save you if she was writing it in Brennan's book. I'm sure she's talking about Zayden, but in this sentence as well, it does say her home. And I was like, ooh, is her home Zayden? But then when I searched it, it's actually Zayden that says Violet is his home. And wherever she goes, he's home.
Yeah, I think there's just one part when they're kissing. I think it's Violet the one who said he just tastes like home.
He's like home. So back to family, though. I thought Mira, Brennan.
That's it.
Well, no. Is mummy still alive? Or do you remember, and I couldn't find this, so I thought I was going crazy. Do you remember anything that says your squad will become your family?
I think that's in the book of Brennan as well. They put you like in so many things. They make you forget your family, and then it's your squad. The one is your family.
And then I'm sure Mummy Thorngirl at the beginning, when after threshing, she does this speech and she's like, "Welcome to the best family, the biggest family that you'll be in," or something. And it makes me think that maybe it's not just Mira and Brennan and potentially her mother, but I think her mum's dead. It could be Rhiannon and Sawyer, Riddick, Kat, like the squad.
Yeah, that one too. And obviously Zayden, we're just assuming that there will come a point that he will just lose control.
You are, you're assuming that. I think he's going to be in control.
Nah.
Her home, and I think that means Navarre, because when you search home, she does often mean Navarre. It's like, I call this home, I call this home.
Yeah.
But like I said, I did think it might be a bit of a sneaky Zayden reference again, and then him. I will save him. And you think that could be Brennan?
No. And this one, the plot is talking about Zayden, the last one, and him. That is definitely Zayden. When I'm thinking Brennan is when it mentions her family. So her family could be Brennan, because the book of Brennan, when she writes that. Or Mira as well, because somebody tried to kill her when she was in Basgia.
Yeah, so you think the family is them. Again?
Yeah, somebody that maybe wants to hurt Violet, killing the family. So Mira could be like a message for Violet.
Ooh. Ugh. Wouldn't it be awful if Zayden kills Mira? It'd be awful. Ooh. Would she ever forgive him? I don't think she would.
What about if he does like
I love you, Venom. But if you killed my sister, I definitely would never forgive you.
Ooh, what about if that's foreshadowing? And then it's Zayden, the one who kills Mira, maybe because he's turning full Venom. And then he just kill him because he had these feelings. You know, like How to Train Your Dragon, when Toothless, he gets this like brainwashing for one of the dragons, and he's the one who kills Hiccup's dad.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah,
that's spoiler not the first for one.
You told it with us. You watched it with us.
But you know,
you didn't remember.
No, but. Because I'm doing a million things around the house. When
okay, you're not going to watch it anyway, so yes, totally.
I'm not going to now. And neither are half of our audience.
Could be there.
Could be. The post, though, this made me think of the post that Rebecca Yarros did yesterday, which said, I will save him. She's crossed out, I will not die today, and she's put, I will save him. That means that Violet has completely accepted that what she's going to do potentially could kill her. Because otherwise, she wouldn't have crossed out, I will not die today. She would have just written, I will save him. But by crossing out, I will not die today, she's totally accepted that she might die doing this.
But she won't die. She accepted that she might die.
Mm.
But oh, come on, how's it going to be like another two books without Violet?
I'm not saying she's going to die. I'm saying that Violet is going
to
put her...
Is thinking that she's going to die, whatever she's going to do.
Yeah,
definitely.
Even if it means keeping a secret so big it could destroy everything.
That's Aiden. And again, could be the purpose of now. He's given the information to all the Benin. And that can cause the fall of Aletheia or
I do tend to think that the secret is going to be they're not going to tell anyone. Just like Jack didn't tell anyone he was Venon, I think Zayden's not going to tell anyone. But it could destroy everything, because if he's at Aresha and he's seeing all the secrets, he's still in the assembly. We know that when a hatchling first... hatched in Aresha.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who could, any flying being could sense it.
Yes.
There's definitely a hive mind situation going on, and I just feel like maybe that's the risk.
Next.
Right. The list, the shopping list. They need an army.
Mm-hmm.
I think that means they need more than just flyers. They need to get the infantry involved. They need to get the healers. They need to get more scribes, maybe not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get the people, the allies. They need the flyers. Do the flyers have some type of infantry?
Yeah.
I'd imagine they would.
But, you know, what was the thing that came to my mind when I was reading this specific list? First thing, well, we're talking about they need like an army of Venon.
Mm-hmm.
To fight Venon. I'm like, no, that just doesn't make any sense, because that's just fighting fire with fire. So in the end, everybody's just going to get burned. So I was thinking, okay, so what else it means this? And then I remember, we didn't see that much Colonel Eidos Basgiad, because he was out. So he was in the... people trying to kill all the group, but he wasn't present. He was in this outpost. It's an outpost where nothing happens. Even there's some comments about the people that just fight
turning
against
on each other.
Yeah, exactly. The guy who tried to kill Violet, he was a Venon. That we know for sure. But he was a Venon controlled by Colonel Eidos. So I think once this massive battle happened by the end of Iron Flame, Colonel Ato will return. He's going to say that he had a solution, that he'd been working and a new super soldiers and new super riders. So I don't know exactly how he's doing it, but obviously it's kind of involved with the Venon. So it's like kind of like a Venon that they can control.
Mm.
So it's going to be super soldiers.
I have a couple of things about that. First one, Rebecca Yarros said he deserves to die the worst death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's good. I don't think he's going to try and make an army of controllable Venon that will fight for good.
No, that is the propaganda that will come with this. But the idea behind is to get rid of Malgrin, the king. He's going to be the one who's going to rule everything.
Okay. So he's, for bad reasons.
Yes. So he's coming just like, oh, I'll bring the solution. And then he's going to try to turn like a dictator.
I do have a suspicion that Aetos could become the general of Asgaeth. Mm-hmm. If Lilith has gone, I have an awful feeling that he could... There's some foreshadowing that Panchak will become the next general because he wants that position.
Yeah.
So there's foreshadowing for that. Yeah. But I do have an awful feeling that Aetos will be back.
Yeah. I think he will be more present in Onyx's turn because it's going to be more Benin-related. I think Jack Barlow and the guy who tried to kill Violet, they are kind of like a test. So we will see more people like this that like maybe half Fennin.
Okay, they need power. Well, they've got Violet. She is pure power.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else behind that?
No, that's it. But they have Violet, they have Zaydan as well. That he is one of the most powerful riders before Violet was there. Hopefully, he will still fight in there.
Yeah, it does say, she did say that Sigel wasn't talking to Zaydan in the first part of the book, but yes, hopefully they are by the latter parts of the book. Right, the interesting bit, and I have got so much to say on this one. Mm-hmm. They need magic. What did that make you think?
All dragon related. So we're talking about dragons because dragons hold a lot of power, and all related to the dragons. Dragons' eggs, dragon shells.
I thought about the eggs. It does say in Iron Flame, eggs are metal and still carry magic long after the dragons hatch. Mm-hmm. But we know we've got several forms of magic. We've got magic from sky, magic from the ground, magic that's just there in stuff like dragons' eggs. Is it the fact that they can channel magic from the ground? So they've got an army, they've got power. Is the power representing Violet and the magic is now representing Zaydan because he's only able to channel the magic? Maybe if Sigel breaks the bond and he doesn't have the power to channel, he has only has magic. So that was one thing. Then I thought I would try to look for where, if there's any reference to where they can find magic.
Yeah.
There's enough raw magic in the Vale to feed the Venin for a century, which is in chapter 28 of Iron Flame.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I thought, like, so we know we're going to potentially go to the Isle Kingdoms. Mm-hmm. This is where I thought we might be going to the Vale, because there's a few references too. After we placed the last rune, we placed the ward stone where the dragons felt the deepest currents of magic run.
Yeah.
So that's like, I know it's not the Vale, it's where the Wardstone is, but there's, obviously there's magic in the ground and there's deep veins of magic within the ground, currents of magic. Mm-hmm. And the Wardstone was put where the dragons felt that deepest current, so where the most magic were.
Mm-hmm.
So we know there's magic in the Wardstones, we know there's magic in the Vale. I just feel like we might go to the Vale.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where Daddy Sorengale's researchers. I do think it's in the museum, but he could have spent his time in the Vale with the feather tree tails
or something.
I don't know. Maybe they trusted him. Maybe he had some way of making the dragons trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had dragon blood. Okay, I know I'm going too far.
He's kind of going with his theories.
Oh gosh, somebody help me. If he was studying feather tails, that's where you find them, isn't it? So I don't know. I feel like we're going to the Vale, this magic thing said. And then the other place she said there was magic, which is weird. And I do think there's more information here, and hopefully we'll go back again. The King's Secret Archive. So when she goes through, she said there's magic in here. It's not just the wards. There's magic in here. So there's something in there that's got magic in it. And maybe we'll go back there. It would feel a bit odd if we were going to go back to minor places like that, and especially if she has to do another break-in. And that, I don't think that would happen. But it's just interesting to me that she specifically says there's magic in this room. What is it in that room? something though, isn't there?
Yeah.
And then when we go outside of the wards, she said the magic is wilder outside the wards. And I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah.
That, like, maybe they're just going to get some magic from somewhere else. Runes are strands of magic. And runes are obviously the great equalizer, is how they're described in Iron Flame. So you can give a runed object to infantry or to a flyer or to... I know flyers can do it themselves, can't they? But a civilian, and they can use the magic that's
it's
comes
basically
with
like a device that you give and a working regardless.
Yeah. So does it mean that the army that they're going to have, they're not all riders, but they could all be runed and they could all have some kind of magic, so you've instantly increased your army?
Yeah.
Yeah, Venon. Smell of stolen magic. I don't think that's anything particularly interesting. But I just kept coming across, as I was searching magic on my Kindle, the number of references to magic likes everything in balance is insane. Like, we need to do a count as we're going through Iron Flame so many times. That was just my thoughts on... one tiny
magic
word, and I went on it for one about it for everything.
Yeah.
And they need the one thing Violet can find.
The truth. Yeah. I mean, we're saying this a lot of times. If Violet is not a true sayer, you will eat his microphone.
Yeah.
But come on. It's dead.
100%.
Yeah. We've been... and reading Iron Flame, and we had like a lot of foreshadowing there for us. It's like, definitely is that.
And we flip-flop a lot on theories, don't we? Like, we say something one week and then we've changed our mind the next week because we've read another thing. And we do flip around. And
well, you do, all of the time.
Okay, I flip around quite a lot. And this one, I've not, like, since Kinsey on Instagram posted that amazing reel, I was like, yep, that's it, I'm sold, I don't need anything else. And then there's just been more and more and more in the Zayden POV chapters, in this.
You know, for me was when she was trying to figure it out, was the Zayden second signet, and Violet was thinking, okay, how can they do this, and sort of thing, you need this, you need that. And then boom, yeah, you're an intensec. So doing exactly the same with Violet, it will give you that because she needs it through. Right. She can't lie. She feels awkward if she needs to lie. She gets angry when somebody's lying and she knows. So
power rises within her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So through is like, it's in her core. That's something that she really needs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know if it's worth it. Keep talking about it.
I won't stop talking about it. Sorry, guys. But a storm is coming and not everyone can survive. It's wrath. Shall we do some death predictions?
Four names. No, no counting dragons, just riders.
Four people.
Four riders. First one, Sawyer. Riddock.
Yeah.
Riddock is kind of like
nails in his coffin.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Imogen and Rhee.
Ooh, so I think Rhee's going to die, but I don't think she can die in Onyx Storm. She might do. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, Imogen.
Yes, you know why Imogen? Because I think she was the one who bred the wards Montserrat. I think maybe she's taking her own vendetta. And because of that, she may be doing other styles, other things against maybe the revolution.
And she's wiping the memories.
Yes, nobody knows because she's wiping the memories. And because of that, she will die. She will be in such a trouble that will kill her.
She'll be executed.
Yeah.
And Violet won't want to.
Yeah.
Even if she finds out that she's done all this bad stuff, she'll be like, no, Imogen. Ah.
Yeah. And then Riddock, well, for all the stuff that we heard about him with Rebecca Yarrow's interview in London, all of a sudden she was saying was pretty much saying that, yeah.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, would she, does she just want us to think that so we're on this emotional? I feel like it's a bit obvious. Although she does condemn
it. It's not just that, because even before that interview, the pattern was the same with Liam.
Yeah, he nearly died.
Nearly died. Violet intervened, and then he saved his life.
Yeah.
And then Rebecca George intervened, and they were like, yep.
Yeah.
That's pretty much confirming, like, what is going on here.
Yeah. Is that your names?
And then, yeah, Sawyer. Sawyer, I think.
I don't think
he won't
die.
Be the same after what happened to him. And then something will happen to make him go down.
I don't think he's going to die. I think, and I don't know if it's Onyx Storm, but I think these people have had foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Mira's had her death foreshadowed now.
Mm-hmm.
Sloane. So Sloane said, if it's Malak's will that I join my brother, so be it. And I think she's going to siphon.
Well, you said that she will die
to save
Zayden.
Rhee, I do kind of think, but I don't, again, I just don't think it's going to be, she's got to survive a bit longer. They've got to graduate. All of them have got to graduate.
So it's in the beginning, there's no time for lessons anymore, which means that maybe she's going to quit. She does, all the gang, they will go with Violet.
Yeah.
Because nobody will be thinking that, yeah, we need to graduate when there's a war.
Mm.
So that's going to be priority, I think.
What about Serena?
I think she might die, but I don't think it would be an Onyx Stone.
I think she's going to die, and that's what's going to make Kat give Kat her
second
throne.
One and, yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely not getting the Tirindor throne.
No.
Maybe she doesn't want it anymore after. I wonder how she's going to react when she finds out Zayden's venom.
Yeah.
Dane.
You think he will die in Onyx Stone?
Damp Dane. Now I'm just throwing names out.
Yeah.
Seeing your reaction.
That's it from me. I would say with those four names. So once we read Onyx Stone, we'll see how much we get from this.
Yeah. Oh, that was so good. I just need to read it again.
We need to come back with a new episode talking about what we're expecting is going to happen on the storm, while like things are still open.
Yeah.
And Iron Flame, and we need to see it.
Yeah, we need to get to the end of Iron Flame, and then we'll do some in the run up to launching or to publication.
Yes. And then we'll see how wrong we were with everything.
Yes. I can't wait to see how wrong we are and imagine the reaction, like, when it's quite clear that Violet doesn't have dragon blood. And we've been, like, riding on this train.
Yes. Or worse, we found out the second signal is physics or something.
Gravity. No. I think my favourite worst guess of a Signet is seeing dead people. It's just...
Because Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not...
Even Rebecca Jarrow say, like, remember that she got this...
Signet blocking.
Exactly. So she had no power there. So how can she use the Signet?
Right, we're getting carried away. That wasn't mentioned in the blurb. I don't know if we're going to get any more Onyx Storm snippets in the next couple of days, but if anybody is like us, which... I think you all are, because that's why you're here. We'll be keeping an absolute close eye on Rebecca Yaros' Instagram feed, and we will be straight back with any further news. But this has been really good. So I hope you've enjoyed our deep dive, really deep dive. We went into every sentence into the Onyx Storm blurb that Rebecca Yaros shared today via Michael Eyuk. And we'll be back on Tuesday with the next four chapters of Iron Flame, 17 to 20, I think we're on.
We're coming back on Tuesday with our normal episodes.
Yeah. If you have any comments on if you agree or disagree with anything that we've said today, please leave a comment on wherever you're listening to us or watching us. Come to our Instagram page for chats. We set up this whole thing so that we could meet and talk to new people. So we love to get comments on our reels. They are growing, so, and we're just really enjoying the conversations that we're having. So come check out at Faithfully Fantasy Pod on Instagram. We also have the same handle on TikTok. We just share the same videos on there. Instagram is where we're most active.
Yes. Also, we have our website. Remember, is faithfullyfantasy.com, where you can see more stuff about us, more details. You can listen to every single episode ever on Faithfully Fantasy. Just remember faithfullyfantasy.com.
We will see you on Tuesday with the next episode, diving into chapter 17 to 20 of Iron Flame. Until then, have a great week.
See you next time.